Again, the Karan Dav Masech the Shabbos Dav Pei Beis. We're getting on an Alpha. We're getting a taste of the Masel Tis. Begins the words of the Gemara. Amr Rebbe Kiva says Menayin La Vaydazar V'Chulu. Tis come explain that why does the Tana rely on this teaching for the Tuma of Vaydazar? And as we learn in the Mishnah, Rebbe Kiva says, how do you know that Vaydazar has a Tuma with Masa, like carrying, like that of a Nida? So Pesh B'Kunjus, Rashi explains. The Nakala Hacha, why are we discussing over here? Where does this parak come into Masechta Shabbos? The Mishum Boy Lemisni is because we wanted to say these other teachings that are related of Minayin, of where do we know this? Which one of them, of the later Mishnayos, Ishim Achitz and Nesai Katan, that we bathe a Katan on the third day of the Bris Mila on Shabbos because it's Masukin, which is related to Lachas Shabbos. So therefore, we introduce this whole series of Mishnayos, which are all together with this theme of Minayin. Which places Vainir that does not seem to be correct. Because Im Kain, if that would be the reason why we're bringing in this Mishnah, hence, and this whole theme of this whole parak, then it should have started with the primary one, which is the Minayin of Rechitas Katan. Why would you introduce first this Minayin of Avodah Zarah's Tumah? If that's what we're introducing it because Allah has a Mila that could be Deicha Shabbos, there's a special parak, parak Rebelez the Mila, that that's where he talks about Mila and Shabbos. It should say in that parak and not here this parak of Amar Rekiva. So Ilanira rather says it appears that Agav the Tanul El Baseva Maitisin to the end of the previous parak, a parak of Maitiyayin. We brought Kuroi Das Machta, we brought Halachas of the laws of Aitza, we brought Psukim that are allusions, as we find Gabi Cheres by earthenware shard, as relates to the Halachas of Shabbos. What's the Shir? We brought Psukim to bring us the Smachta. So Nakanami Hanikra Das Machta. So we bring these Psukim, these Mishnayos, they're all based, and the Minayans are based on, although they're rabbinic, but they're brought up from allusions in the Pasuk. That's the reason why we say that. Now, why does the Tana start specifically then with this one of the Tumah of Avodah Zarah? So it tells us because we crud the Tizr Mechulu, which is the pasuk the Mishnah brings regarding the Tumah of Avodah Zarah, who saw Mechla, he cried, the Isolel, it's actually near the Tzokim that we brought previously, which regarding the Shir of Cheres, Tzalas Shabbos, which says, Lo Yimotzi B'mechitasi Cheres V'gaymer, that pasuk is actually near this pasuk, near, and that's why our Mishnah begins with this halacha of the Tumah of Avodah Zarah. Tumah says the Masech that begins the words of the Gemara, Asur Lev Noy, so you're not allowed to build it. Which Tosfos explain, there's going to be Asur in the corner to the Bein that holds that you're allowed to benefit that of an Avodah Zarah. Now, the Mishnah said that, we quoted a Mishnah, Avodah Zarah, that if someone's house was near an Avodah Zarah, in other words, that if this the other half of his wall is shared by a house of idol worship, and then it falls, you're not allowed to rebuild it. The reason is because he's benefiting the Avodah Zarah, which they're not going to have to expend any effort on, and he's rebuilding it. Says Taisa Philemon, the Imperial Command of Mesach, the Vaydazar, even according to the pin that says, in the Vaydazar, if you give it out, that only Nana, us, so only benefiting from Vaydazar is forbidden, but Mahanam, what you're allowed to benefit that of Vaydazar, that seems to contradict the Mishnah according to the Mesach of the Vaydazar. Says Taisa, no, Hanamila Gabi Mechas. When do we say you can benefit of Vaydazar? It's only regarding paying taxes, that of an idolatrous regime. So when you're paying the tax, it's not so obvious that you're doing it for the purpose of idolatry. It's just to be able to tell your nice condition the chulava, it's just that they could allow him to pass by. And therefore you're allowed to do that. But here when you're making the wall, it's like it looks like you're actually building the house, the wall for the house of worship. So therefore that's the interpretation of the re. That's why it would be more severe and everyone would agree and all of them build it. Begins the words of the Gemara. What he does, he indents it into his property line for Amos. The Mishnah in the Avodah Zarah had said that if, let's say, like we're saying, if the wall is shared by him and the Avodah Zarah, not allowed to rebuild the wall. Rather, what should he do? He should go and Dalet Amos into his property and then build a wall. So that's to say, some sects of Avodah Zarah parchalo. In the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, they ask on this halacha of this Mishnah that, to the contrary, Shavik Ravchal Avodah Zarah, actually creating more space of Avodah Zarah. Because now they could extend four amas more, because you pulled back your property line. Mishanlam, and Tais just says that the Gemara there answers, but the Gemara there says that you don't leave the property for the Avodah Zarah. You make it into some type of a bathroom for little children, or you go and you fill it with thorns, and again, you're just not going to make a wall and support them, but it's still not going to leave the room for them, and therefore you're not benefiting that of the Avodah Zarah.